Time for Sunshine FM's big weekend, therefore it's time to welcome John back to the studio. Hello, sir.
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Beautiful. Thank you very much for asking. Now, today I want to talk about caravans, but I want to talk about the outside of caravans. So yeah. What's the difference from your point of view with external cladding?
Well, there's traditionally three major used ones now. Now, most of the industry is still using the old, garden shed style cladding.
Yeah.
Now, the big problems with that, it's only 0.7 of a mil thick. So not only is it easily damaged, obviously hail, it writes off the van,
yeah.
But it also means it comes in, they're 300 high joins. So every 300 mil on the length height of your van, you've got a join. Now, if you take that around the whole van, it's about an extra 52 joins above and beyond, say, your alley composite.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every one of those joins is, you know, likely to leak there in the future if it's not sealed correctly or if it breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
So you really are, the industry as a whole really should have moved away from that by now. And most of your better manufacturers have. Now, we go to the most popular, well, what we believe is the best one, is your aluminium composite. So it's 3 mil thick, so it's got better insulative properties straight away.
Yep.
It's hail resistant. Essentially, you'll have 1 to 2 joins in the whole wall of your van instead of 30. So you reduce the chances of leaks dramatically. And it's very easy to repair on that as well. It's quicker to build the van. It's stronger. And overall, it's a much better product and a more modern product. The third and final one that is still, it's been on and off really since the 70s, is fiberglass. Now, the problem with fiberglass is we're still having some issues with delamination,
yep,
and crazing. Now, finding a guy in the middle of Australia that can repair a fiberglass van is pretty hard. Yep. Finding a guy that can put a new aluminium composite side on it is pretty easy.
Okay.
So as far as serviceability, long-term, and overall basically strength and reducing your likelihood of leaks, the aluminium composite is definitely the way to go, and most of your better manufacturers are using it.
There you go. You've learned me again. I appreciate your wisdom and your wise words, and I'll see you next Friday, eh?
Mate, will do. See you then.
Thanks, John.